4.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to implement the Community Recovery Services 1915I State Plan Home and Community-Based Services Medicaid Benefit Program in Milwaukee County and to expand case management as part of CRS startup. At the June 20th board meeting, this report, which originally recommended adoption by this committee, was referred back by the board.
Why?
Okay. Thank you very much. Supervisor Schmidt.
I don't know if it's possible to cut to the quick here.
We've
been through this before, but a nagging question still remains, and I guess I'll speak for my colleague, Supervisor Jurisic. She's the one that has brought this up, although I had similar concerns early on in this process over a year ago. We brought in front of finance in that the concern was, and maybe you can speak to it one more time possibly, and that is, so we can understand the reimbursement process, to understand why we have to be in this. The fear is always that it becomes an entitlement program, okay, and that means everybody comes to us, and then this is another entitlement program that we see costs significant dollars that it's very hard to plan for. So I hope I'm summarizing okay the concerns that have been brought up in the past. I know you spoke to them, but is there any further besides summarizing again, please, Madam Chair, if I could ask that on this program, but it's still the nagging question, isn't this an entitlement program, and is this put us in jeopardy? Is this something that down the road, say now we're going to get some reimbursement, but down the road then we're stuck and we have no way to budget for it? So I hope I'm summarizing okay, because those are some of my concerns too.
Okay, right.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Gaddis.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Supervisor Schmidt. Obviously you got copies of the answers to the questions that Supervisor Jurisic had posed to the Behavioral Health Division, and it is an entitlement program. All psychosocial rehabilitation benefits are entitlement programs, but the one piece of information is we are already administering entitlement programs. We're administering the community support program. We are administering targeted case management, which is an entitlement for the individuals that are within the target group. For this respective benefit, it is a co-participation benefit in which the services must be directed to existing clients that are already receiving services through the Behavioral Health Division. Probably the biggest difference between this respective benefit and a community support program is that a community support program and individual may be involuntarily placed to participate in a CSP. This benefit is exclusively voluntary, so it is at the request of the client that they want to volunteer for participation in this program. The reimbursement for the CRS benefits are the same as they are for a community support program and as they are for a targeted case management, in which it is the phrase is a carve-out, so the person is a Medicaid beneficiary, and the services are only offered through the county in which the client resides.
Okay.
It is a split of, the 40% local share, which is a combination of a variety of different funding sources. Supervisor Mayo at the past meeting asked about the state dollars that would contribute to this, and that is actually reflected in the questions that Supervisor Jurisic had proposed. Tax levy could also be used as the local share, but in regards to the matching requirements that the county reports to the state revenues, such as the GPR dollars, are always utilized first as match requirements. When we did the initial look-in for the CRS benefit, the very first thing that was identified was the amount of available revenues that we currently have that could be utilized as local match that are not being utilized. That is reflected in the report to Supervisor Jurisic, and we had identified close to $14 million of available state and local revenues that are currently not being used as match.
So could you talk about a little bit about the contingency fund that was created for this project?
Yes. Madam Chair, Supervisors, Mr. Weddle's just passing out an attachment that we also sent to Supervisor Jurisic, and I believe all of you got it, which is a five-year projection in terms of enrollment for this program, the revenue side, and the cost side. We have been working with the Comptroller's Office on this, and this is a fairly conservative estimate in terms of our costs and the revenues that we can bring in. And if you look down towards the bottom on the funds for contingency line, you know, the first year is minimal, but as you go out, the contingency, if we get approval of the contingency, we have not, just to be clear, we have not established that we will have a contingency for this fund. We plan to work with the comptrollers on that and come back to this body if that's the decision that's made. But it could be up to $2.5 million over the first 5 years of this program. And that could also using those funds to serve additional clients that Supervisor Jurczyk had concerns about, people moving into the area to receive benefits, that could also be used to serve additional clients in this program.
Thank you very much.
The Comptroller's Office has reviewed this also.
Yeah. Go ahead, Supervisor Schmidt, you still have the floor.
Thank you. On my quick follow-up, and I appreciate some of those answers. I have read some of this, but it still is hard to follow sometimes. You need a financial degree, I guess. I guess, and I was talking to a couple of supervisors before the meeting, too, is that, you know, in finance we get this a lot, but again, you know, our staff having a chance to weigh in on this, comptroller, you mentioned a comptroller and looking at it, with all due respect, I feel more comfortable, I presume most board members feel more comfortable too, when and you do your work, and for the most part I think you do it very well, but we need more of an independent source. We know where you're coming from, and you have your way of analysis, and you give us some facts. But, you know, we get just less and less, I guess, been very spoiled to a process where, you know, we come up with these big ideas. We send it to our staff. We get recommendations from our staff. We don't have a legislative reference bureau anymore. We don't have someone to really kind of look at the financials and give us a little more confidence to what we get from departments. That's why the comptroller's office was set up, to give us this independent stuff. So are you saying, or is there any way you can make me feel better, maybe some other people, that, you know, there's some independent analysis. The comptroller, you mentioned his role in this. I mean, how much was a part of this? How much can you verify some of these figures? We're, you know, the sheet we got on the figures here. I mean, 100% stand by that, you know, or some other, you know, I'd appreciate some other information that we wear in my financial hat, which I guess kind of get used to a little bit.
And here comes Molly, so I'm guessing she has answers.
Well, that'd be wonderful. Thank you, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll be done too then.
Molly,
it was somewhat of a comment besides specifics here too, if you can follow on that too.
Sure. Molly Paul from the Office of the Comptroller. We've worked with Ms. Kutza on the numbers. We're comfortable with her projections and the estimates and how she determined clients and the projected costs. The contingency fund, we still need to sort through some of those details due to making sure we're not in violation of any state statutes and trying to put it into a contingency fund. So we're still resolving those issues.
I'm glad I asked the question. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Supervisor Stemper?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. Motion to concur, please.
Okay. We're concurring with ourselves.
Yeah.
Confirm. Yeah. Okay.
Reaffirm.
Previous.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
All right.
Colleagues.
The motion is to reaffirm the previous vote that was taken because this did move to the board floor with the approval of this committee. However, as a courtesy to one of our colleagues, we did send it back. So. Mm. All right. On that motion, if there's nothing further, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
No.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaar.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to reaffirm the committee's previous recommendation is approved.
Okay. Thank you. Item number 5.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting a report regarding the status of programs funded through the 2013 Planning Council contract related to the Mental Health Redesign Initiative and requesting authorization to allow the Planning Council to release $200,000 in funding for additional supportive housing units.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo? Okay, Supervisor Mayo moves approval. I do want to let the committee know that the information that you